Good morning. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa with Raven News. And joining me in the studio this morning is Carrie Sagal with the Sitka School District. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Enrique. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And you're the Early Childhood Family Engagement Coordinator.
A person at the Sitka School District, part of the STEPS grant, a team I work with.
Okay. And we're here to talk about kindergarten registration.
Kindergarten registration is open right now. It's important that children get registered for kindergarten in this period. And why it is the school needs to get to know the child and the family for proper placement into a kindergarten classroom. So registration is followed up by assessments that help us figure out the child's strengths, the child's needs, and get them put into the proper classroom.
Okay. And why is kindergarten important?
It's the place where kids get their basic early literacy skills. You might think it's the alphabet, but in today's kindergarten, there's an emphasis on preparing the child for first grade reading. There's basic numeracy. A lot of kindergarten is social emotional learning, getting the kid accustomed to how things work in a school, how to get along with each other in school. And I'd say one other reason is that some children need interventions. They need a little extra help. And it's good to identify that early, and that can happen as soon as kindergarten.
Yeah, so the kindergarten works as sort of guidelines for these kids to set them in the right direction.
And maybe get them that enthusiasm, that kind of love of being at school, that excitement about the body project in kindergarten where they look at skeletons and skulls or they make suits, body suits with organs on them, and they parade around the classroom very proud of their learning and what they know about the body.
That's adorable.
It is adorable, which is a frequent thing at Baranoff Elementary, is adorableness.
Yeah, I bet you see a lot of that.
I do.
So I have to admit that since I don't have kids, I don't know a lot about what the process of, you know, registering a kid to kindergarten is like. So when would I know if my child is ready to go to kindergarten?
If they're 5 by September 1st, and you feel like they're possibly ready for kindergarten, this is what I advise. I advise calling the school at 747-5825 to talk to the principal, Jill LaCrone, and she'll tell you if your child's almost there or you're not certain, go ahead and register, because that will put your child right there in a place to have those assessments to help you make that decision for your child.
Okay.
So how you do it? You go on to www.sitkaschools.org, and you'll see up on the menu, you'll see schools and choose Baranoff. And once you get to Baranoff, it will be apparent. It's all online. You create an account and you register your child. It takes a little bit of time because you're giving all that information we need to have your child in the school.
And you have two events coming up, actually, tomorrow. Could you tell me about those two events where people can come and ask questions like that?
Yes, we about 10 days ago, we did a kindergarten registration bus mobile where we took a bus around to neighborhoods and locations where kids are, a high frequency of kids. And it was such a success that we decided to follow up with two additional neighborhoods. So tomorrow we'll be going to Paxton Manor at the Commons there at 5:30 p.m., on April 16th, Tuesday, tomorrow, and you can have a brownie sundae with your family. You can talk to Jill LaCrone. You can get those questions answered, like, is my child ready? What happens if I don't have my immunization records or passport or birth certificate handy? And you don't need those to register. Go ahead and register and worry about the documents later. You might also just ask questions about, you know, how is the child placed? What's the kindergarten day like? So we're going to be ready to answer those questions. We'll only be there half an hour because we're going on to McDonald's, where the treat will be an ice cream cone and another chance to ask questions of Miss Jill LaCrone.
And that's at 6:30 tomorrow.
No, 6 o'clock. That's
6 o'clock.
Excuse so me. These are very quick events, 5:30 and then 6 o'clock at McDonald's.
Okay. So hopefully people can catch you at one of those places.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit more about how is the kindergarten day structured?
The kindergarten, I love the start of the kindergarten day because up until last year, I was the librarian at Blatchley, and that position was cut. So now I'm in this new grant position doing family engagement. But every day, I start my day reading to children in the breakfast club. So you can start your day with breakfast and a little bit of reading. You go to the classroom. You have time in the classroom where you start your day, a little bit of academic time, a short recess. You have what's called specials, where maybe you go to a music class. You have a longer recess, lunch. In there, there's academic time. And I'd say it's about 3.5 or 4 hours. I'm not exactly sure how long it is, but that's kindergarten.
Yeah, and so the kids are running around and, you know, preparing for first grade as well, and really learning to socialize in that environment with their peers.
And have a good time, too. There are a lot of shrieks of happiness out on the playground. My office opens up to the playground. If I look out, I see amazing things. Often knocks on the window.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of our listeners who have walked by the school have also heard those shrieks of happiness.
Yes.
So we mentioned, we touched on the kindergarten assessment and how kids are placed. Could you tell us a little bit about what that process looks like? And
I'm not an authority on that, but they're going to be looking on fine motor skills, gross motor skills, what level of literacy they have like right now. Do they know their alphabet? But beyond that, I don't have a lot of information.
Okay. I want to talk also about the busmobile that you've already done. And can you tell me about what that was like and what, I mean, the busmobile is, it's a bus, so it was mobile. Where places did you go to?
Well, we really wanted to hit what we saw as neighborhoods. A lot of Sitka is just laid out along a string, and there's no concentration of children, but there are neighborhoods. Like, we went to Coast Guard housing. We went to Indian River housing, Biha housing. So we wanted to hit concentrations where there would be lots of children. We also did a couple public venues. We went to the community playground, which was a lot of fun. There was a first grade classroom there playing and drumming. There was Wuchin preschool there doing their normal playtime. And then we had parents show up to ask questions. We handed out free books to people that were coming there to ask questions about their kindergarten registration. So we handed out maybe a total of 40 books on our trip. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
So obviously these events are for parents to ask questions about kindergarten registration, but I'm curious if the kids have questions about kindergarten or if they're excited.
There was a sneak peek at Baranoff where kids did come in and they had a scavenger hunt. So that would be more of a venue where they had questions, were excited to see the school, see the teachers there. So on the busmobile and the registration, kids might come and enjoy a sundae, a brownie sundae or a cone, but they're probably not going to ask too many questions. Their parents will, we hope.
Right. Well, at least they can get excited about, you know, the sweets.
Oh, and meeting the principal is a big deal. That's a big deal for kindergartens.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights of the kindergarten busmobile. I didn't tell the principal, but at some point, the kids who had come to the sneak peek knew her, recognized her, and they all ran up to get high fives from her, and it was just very sweet.
That's adorable.
Yes.
Oh, man. Again, the events are tomorrow at 5:30 and 6 at the Paxton Manor. And
Commons there.
Yeah, and the McDonald's at 6.
Yes.
And that's tomorrow, April 16th.
Yes.
You can also call the school at 747-5825 with any questions regarding registration if you can't make it to those events. But I'm sure Carrie hopes you do.
We would like to see you. And if you've registered your child but still have questions, please show up with your family.
All right. Well, my name's Enrique Perez de la Rosa. You are listening to KCAW Sitka and the Morning Interview.